To comply with a federal mandate to reduce raw sewage overflows into our waterways, the city of Indianapolis has a 20-year plan to overhaul its wastewater system. Some $400 million has already been spent in the first 3 years of work. Still to come, plugging up sewage entry points, replacing septic tanks with sanitary system hookups, building a new underground network, improving treatment processes and facilities, and better drainage. Overseeing it all is Indianapolis Public Works Deputy Director Steve Nielsen.
We've got these points that overflow into the river, okay? We'll capture those overflow points in some way, shape, and form, take all that flow, and what would normally go to the river will now go down about 250 feet into these large underground tunnels, which are constructed in the limestone below Indianapolis, along White River and Fall Creek and up Pleasant Run and going all the way down to the Southport plant. These things will be anywhere from 18 to 20 plus foot in diameter, and that'll capture the flow, and we'll be treating it at our treatment plant.
And with increased storage capacity there, our waterways will no longer be needed as receptacles in which the city can relieve itself.
Under a normal condition, average year, we discharge about 6 billion gallons of untreated sewage to the streams around here. We will be reducing that by well over 95-97%.
We'll first notice construction near White River and Fall Creek. Some of the work will look familiar. Much of it will be high-tech, subground work that's less invasive with less disruption to traffic. Dr. Tom Isley with the Purdue University School of Engineering says trenchless technology allows crews to maneuver underground in ways that used to be impossible.
There's processes like micro-tunneling where we can go in and install new pipe without digging ditches. We go down with a pit on both ends and install brand new pipe. But often what we can do is if it's an existing pipe that we need to, say, upgrade and it's too small, then we can actually go in with systems that can break that pipe, move it out of the way, and install brand new pipe.
Isley has been an advisor to engineering projects around the country. He says the way Indianapolis will execute its public works plan is unique.
What we're really doing is trying to look at comprehensive management programs that allow us to not only deal with today's problems, but be able to understand the condition of our pipelines and look at how, at the rate at which they're deteriorating, so that we can kind of predict the life left in the pipe, so that we're really putting those dollars at the right place at the right time, doing the right things with them.
The cost to residents, $1.7 billion in today's dollars, a $5 billion project when factoring in inflation. Sewer rates are expected to increase 10.75% over each of the next 5 years. Still a question is how money from the Obama economic stimulus package might affect the bottom line. And Ed Malone at Veolia Water says normally steady water rates may later be impacted.
The city is separating the sanitary and storm sewers. Because of that, we may have to relocate facilities to get out of the way. Sewer has to maintain grade. Water is pressurized so we can go up and down and around things. This expense associated with those relocations is huge.
So your adjustments after the city does its work could further increase bills down the line somewhere?
Yes.
When it's all done in 2025, the city will have to prove to state and federal regulators that the promised work has been done and the environment is better off for it. In our next segment of Water Pressure, the politics and the price tag.
Every generation of mayors since the inception of the Clean Water Act knew that there are going to be more and more regulations coming out. It just so happens that the Peterson administration and now the Ballard administration is really faced with the combined sewer overflow problem.
For WFYI News, I'm Sharon Alseth.